Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Chapter entitled Prayers by the Demigods, Text Number 13. Garbha Sankarshanatam Vai Prahu Sankarshanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramana Balabhadram Balochcharat Garbha Sankarshanat. Because he will be taken from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini. Tam, him. Rohini Nandana, the son of Rohini. Vai, indeed. Prahu, people will call. Sankarshanam, by the name Sankarshana. Bhuvi, in the world. Rama iti, he will also be called Rama. Loka Ramana, because of his special mercy in enabling people in general to become devotees. Balabhadram. He will also be called Balabhadra. And Balauchcharat, because of extensive bodily strength. Translation and Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarshana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokul, and he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Translation responsibly. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarshana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokul. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Purport. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarshana, Balaram, or sometimes Rama. In the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Ram may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Here Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Ram, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Ram. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parashuram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of these are Ramas. Omagyan Tivadandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Vedantikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Petitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishna Vebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama, Rama. Hare Hare. Lord Sri Balarama ki.
Jai!
How many years ago did Lord Balaram appear?
5,000.
Yeah, a little over 5,000. Since Krishna was here on earth amongst us, it was a little over 5,000. And Balaram appeared before Krishna. So it's a little over 5,000 years ago on Purnima. Now, Purnima means the full moon day. You saw the moon when you got up this morning? It was Purnima, it's complete. So this verse, a very beautiful verse, this is the demigods are praying. Before Krishna and Balaram arrive on earth, then the demigods are praying and they glorify Lord Balaram. When Krishna comes, he comes with Balaram. It's not just Krishna by himself. Prabhupada said, if you ever see a picture of just Krishna by himself, that is not Krishna. Look around the temple room. Are there any pictures of Krishna by himself? Any pictures of Balaram? By himself. If they are by themselves, that is not them. They're always with devotees. So Krishna is always with Balaram. Eternally, they are together. Because they are brothers. This is eternal, this relationship. It says in this particular verse, Prabhupada says in the purport, when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then the name Rama is in the second half of the mantra. So actually, Rama refers to who? No, it actually refers to Krishna. Krishna, because we're chanting Krishna's name. Prabhupada said, when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Radha and Krishna are dancing on your tongue. Hare is Radha, the vocative energy. It is Shrimati Radharani, the feminine side of God. He's Shakti. God is Shaktiman, Radha is Shakti. So, when we are chanting, one of Krishna's name is Radha Raman, one who gives pleasure to Radha. So, Hare means Radha, the divine pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna means the Lord who is all attractive. That is his quintessential name, or his essential name, or his first name, his primary name. And his secondary name, second name of all the names, is Rama. Rama means the one who gives all pleasure. So that is Krishna. Krishna gives all pleasure. And Balaram also gives all pleasure. Especially it is mentioned in this verse. It says that he'll be known as Bala. Bala means strength. So his name is Bala Badra. It says in this verse, the demigod same is Bala Badra. What does Badra mean? Friend, auspicious. Badra, like Subhadra, means incredibly auspicious. Badra means very auspicious. Balabhadra means extremely, the strength is auspicious, a good type of strength. Not a demoniac strength, but it is the best of strength. So Bala means strength. And Prabhupada points out that we can especially pray to Balaram to give us strength, to remove obstacles. Just like in India. Yeah, is anyone here from India? Right. So, in India, when you go into most temples, who is above the doorway? Ganesh. Right. And Ganesh is the remover of obstacles. If you have obstacles, Ganesh will remove them. That's why we pray, and that's why he's there, the doorway, to destroy the obstacles. But actually, Brahma Samhita describes, Ganesh gets his potency from Nasringhadev. He has the tumuli, which means the protrusions on the elephant's head. They have two bumps. Nasringhadev is standing there. We cannot see, but he is there, and all the potency comes from Nasringhadev. So for us, we pray directly to Nasringhadev to remove obstacles. Now, in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Lord Nityananda, who is non-different from Balaram, Balaram hoilo nitai. So they are the same. So when we talk about Nityananda, Balaram, the tattva is the same. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, millions of Lord Nisringhadevs do not equal one particle of dust at the feet of Lord Nityananda. which means Lord Balaram. That's a powerful statement. Millions of Lord Nisha. How ferocious is Lord Nisringadeva? He's the most powerful form of God. But millions of Nisringadevas is equal to one particle of dust on the feet of Balaram. So who do you pray to when you're in trouble? For strength to remove the obstacles? Balaram, Nityananda. Nityananda Ram, we pray to Lord Balaram, like that. He will remove the obstacles. Hands up if you have any obstacles in your life you need to deal with. Okay, 98% of the audience. A couple of people have no obstacles. We take shelter of you. Tell us how to do it. But most of us have obstacles. So therefore, if you want to remove the obstacles, and this is an interesting point, Narottama Das Thakur says, if you want the mercy of Radha Krishna, who wants the mercy of Radha Krishna? Some of you. Okay. Doesn't look like you're very interested, so I'm not going to tell you anymore. Anyone want the mercy of Radha Krishna? Yeah. It's a little bit better. So if you want the mercy of Radha Krishna, Narottama Das Thakur says you must take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda will give you Radha Krishna. You cannot approach Radha Krishna independently. That's why at every temple in ISKCON, right, when you go, who is on the first altar? It's Gaur Nittai. Right? Because only Lord Nityananda will give you Radha Krishna. If you go directly to Radha Krishna, you'll never get Radha Krishna. You'll never attain this service. So therefore, you must go. So Balaram, he is the person, one of the personalities, who we must approach to get the mercy of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Right? First we go to Mayapur. From Mayapur we attain mercy, then we go to Jagannath Puri, then we go to Vrindavan. Right? So this is the sequence. So to get the mercy of Radha and Krishna, you must approach Lord Balaram. Now he removes all obstacles, because he is the source of all spiritual strength. Right? It is Lord Balaram. That's why here the demigods call him Balabhadra. So we approach him. So today you pray. If you want to have a good Janmashtami, hands up if you want a good Janmashtami. That's better. Now we're getting enthusiastic. We want to have a good Janmashtami. Today is the day where you will get the mercy. Just like many years ago, I heard one of the sannyasis say, if you want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then if you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Gaupanim, you have to pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda on Nityananda Trayodashi. So if there's a reason why Baladev Purnim is a week before Janmashtami. If you want to remove the obstacles which are affecting your devotional service so that you can serve Krishna and Radha on Janmashtami and Radhashtami more intimately, right, and on a deeper level of consciousness, you have to pray today to remove the obstacles. And Lord Balaram will reciprocate. He will smash all of the obstacles out of your heart. That's why we don't pray very hard. Because we go before him and we say, please remove everything. And then he picks up the plow. You see? Right? That's what he does. He picks up the plow and you say, oh, yeah, I wasn't serious. You don't have to actually remove it all. But he picks up the plow because he will remove everything. That is mercy. Mercy means when someone gives us mercy, it means they're destroying our ignorance. That is mercy. That is friendship, actually. That is sakyaras. Right? When you actually care about someone, you destroy their ignorance. So Lord Balaram, he destroys the ignorance which is stopping us from serving Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Right? If you don't get his mercy, then you cannot serve Radha and Krishna. So he will destroy the ignorance. So today we pray. Right? We pray on Advaita's appearance day to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We pray to Lord Nityananda to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That was early in the year. That's also an arrangement. Right? And then later in the year, then we have all these festivals. We have the Swing Festival. Right? And then we worship Lord Balaram so that we can get the mercy of Krishna. And ultimately, our ultimate desire is to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. This is sequential. It's not by chance all of this happened. Krishna arranged it in this way. So today is a very important day. If we take advantage of it, so many obstacles can be removed on this day. If you pray sincerely, if you want them to be. Most of the time we don't actually want them to be. That is the defect in our consciousness. So then his next name is Rama. Bala, strength. Rama. Rama means?
Pleasure.
One who gives pleasure. The reservoir of pleasure. How much is a reservoir? Have you been to a reservoir? Why just a reservoir? Go to the ocean. Right? So the ocean means that much pleasure. Right? That's how much pleasure. He gives unlimited bliss. It says here in the translation, Prabhupada has translated, Loka Ramanat, because of his special mercy in enabling people in general to become devotees. Hands up if you want to become a devotee. Yeah, we want to serve Krishna. We want to serve Krishna. So it says here, he gives special mercy to enable us to become devotees. Now, otherwise, we cannot become devotees. Right? It's hard to be a devotee, especially in Kali Yuga. So much distraction. The atmosphere is so contaminated. So the only way to become a devotee, you have to take shelter of Nityananda. You have to take shelter of Balaram. Right? And they will give us the strength to become devotees. Mm. Now, who is Lord Balaram? Prabhupada says, this is from 10th canto, chapter 1, verse 24 purport. Sri Baladeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He is equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead, yet wherever Krishna appears, Sri Baladeva appears as Krishna's brother, sometimes elder, sometimes younger. Which yuga did Krishna and Balaram appear in? Dwapara. No? Which yuga did Ram and Lakshman appear in? Treta, the one before. So who was, wherever Krishna comes, Balaram comes. So Krishna becomes Lord Ramachandra, Balaram becomes Lakshman. Right? And Lakshman was the younger brother. No? But then Lord Ram had to go through so much difficulty. So Lakshman said, next time he comes, I'll be the elder brother. Because then I can do something about it. Because the younger brother, I couldn't do anything. He had to go to the forest, I had to follow. Ramanuj, right? The follower of Ram. He couldn't do anything about the situation. Then next time I'll be older, and then I'll protect him. Right? And if anything happens, he will have to follow me. Right? And he will not get in trouble. So the next time he became Dalji. Dalji means the older brother. So now Krishna is, Balaram has become Dalji. So, Prabhupada says, this is from teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 7. In his Vaibhav Prakash feature, Lord Krishna manifests himself as Balaram. The Balaram feature is as good as Krishna himself, the only difference being that the bodily hue of Krishna is dark and that of Balaram is fair. One time Prabhupada was on the way to Mayapur from Calcutta in the taxi. Right? He was with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and a few other devotees. He said, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? What is the answer? Hands up if you say Balaram is stronger. Hands up if you say Krishna is stronger. Good. Yeah. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Balaram is stronger. Prabhupada said, no, Krishna is stronger. Because if you go to Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, you'll see Balaram is leaning on Krishna. Prabhupada said, see, that means Krishna is stronger. Right? And actually, what is the pastime in the 10th? This is the 10th canto. What is the pastime in the 10th canto which establishes Krishna as being more powerful even than Balaram? Brahma Vimohana Lila, chapter 13. Right? Because that pastime, Brahma Vimohan Lila, chapter 13, took place on today. Today is the anniversary of Brahma. Brahma Vimohana Lila ki?
Jai!
Today is the anniversary. Right? So we can celebrate. Today is Brahma Vimohana Lila day. Right? So Balaram stayed home because it was Baladev Purnim. So you don't go out in the forest on your birthday. You stay home and everyone gives you presents. Right? And they look after you. They did Abhishek and everything. And Krishna went out with all the cowherd boys. So while he was out, then Lord Brahma became bewildered by Yogamaya. Came down. Krishna wanted to show, I'm more powerful than Brahma. More powerful than Shiva. I'm more powerful than even Balaram. Right? So he arranged this pastime. Brahma came, took all the cows. Krishna expanded himself into everyone. And then for 1 year, because in Brahma's time of taking the cows, 1 year passed. So 1 year, then Krishna was the cows, the calves, the, how do you call it? The gopas, the cowherd boys. He was everyone, right? So then, Balaram noticed the cows have more affection for the calves or than they normally do. They have special affection for their calves. And everyone in Vrindavan has special affection for the cowherd boys as much as they normally do for Krishna. So then Balaram thought, after 1 year had passed, about 3 days before his birthday, this day, he said to Krishna, he said, "Are you doing something?" He said, "Is there something I don't know?" And Krishna said, "Yes." He said, "Actually, I have bewildered Brahma and I've manifested myself." So even Balaram did not know. So Krishna is supreme. Balaram is his first expansion. So he has all the power of Krishna, but he is not Krishna. He is not the original form, but he's the first expansion. Vibhav Prakash, as Prabhupada says here. So Krishna has four qualities which separate him or distinguish him from his other incarnations, like Lord Narayan. What are those four qualities? Venu Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. Right? Four qualities which make Krishna unique. Balaram also has those four qualities. Prema Madhurya. Prema Madhurya means the special love that Krishna's devotees have for Krishna, they also have for Balaram. It means the love of the residents of Vrindavan. Right? Then, Lila Madhurya. Lila Madhurya means Krishna performs pastimes, Lila, that no other incarnation performs. What is the most unique or the most... What is the supreme pastime of all of Krishna's pastimes? Rasa Lila, right? There's no other incarnation of Krishna. You don't hear Nisringadev performing Rasa Lila. You don't hear Lord Narayan performing Varaha, right? When Krishna performs Rasa Lila, later in the 10th canto you hear, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, all of the incarnations come to watch. Nisringadev comes, Korma comes, Varaha, everyone comes to watch, right? Now Lord Balaram also performs Rasa Lila. He's the only other incarnation who also performs. But not with Krishna's gopis. He has his own set of gopis. Completely separate to Krishna. Then, Prema Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, Venu Madhurya. Krishna's flute, when Krishna plays the flute, it says that everything which is inanimate becomes animated. Everything which is animated becomes inanimated. Right? This also happens when Krishna... Sorry, when Balaram plays his flute. Balaram plays the flute like Krishna. Now, when Krishna plays the flute, all the birds in the sky, they're flying, but they hear the flute, and they forget to fly. They become stunned. Then what happens when birds don't fly? So wherever Krishna's playing flute, there's birds just going, falling all around him, right? Stunned. It says the cows, they become stunned. They look like pictures in a painting. It says the Jamuna River, which is moving, stops when Krishna plays the flute and starts flowing backwards towards where Krishna is playing the flute. So he changes everything. That is the potency of Krishna's flute playing. And Balaram also plays the flute and has that effect. And then Rupa Madhurya means the sweetness of his beauty. Krishna's beauty is so... Krishna is so beautiful that even Lakshmi, who is the wife of Narayan is Krishna, but Lakshmi, who is the wife of Narayan and the most chaste woman in creation, she wants to go and enter the rasa dance and dance with Krishna because Krishna is so attractive. And Balaram has that same beauty that Krishna has. Do you want to hear about Balaram's beauty? You want to hear a description? Okay. We'll give you a description. So it says, this is from Rupa Goswami. Okay. Powerful Sri Balaram is 16 years old, full of the luster of youth, and has a fair complexion, the color of crystal. Balaram wears blue garments and a garland of forest flowers. Baladev's handsome hair is tied up in a graceful top knot. Splendid earrings adorn Balaram's ears. Sri Baladev's neck is splendidly decorated with garlands of flowers and strings of jewels. Splendid bracelets and arm ornaments. Dalji's graceful and very strong arms. Balaram's feet are decorated with splendid jeweled anklet. Sri Baladev is Sri Krishna's dearest friend. Baladev is a great reservoir of the nectar mellows of many kinds of transcendental pastimes. So he is practically as beautiful as Krishna. The only difference is one is blackish, one is whitish. Yeah. One is the color of the monsoon cloud, one is the color of the white autumn cloud. Yeah. Different colors. Otherwise, they look almost the same. Balaram is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Prabhupada explains. Means he is the best servant. Who is the best servant that you know? Who is Krishna's best servant? Who do you know? Who? Some say Prabhupada, yeah. Prabhupada is the guru. And every guru, Prabhupada is a bona fide spiritual master, is the representative of Balaram. Because what does the guru teach us? How to serve Krishna. Prabhupada is the best servant. He teaches us how to serve Krishna. And Balaram teaches us how to serve Krishna. He is Krishna's best servitor. He's God himself showing us how to serve God. He's the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. So he's the best servant. So how does he serve Krishna? How many rasas are there?
Six.
Six. Okay, there's an extra one which is manifested. Now there are six. Does anyone say eight or nine? How many rasas are there? Rasa means relationship. How many relationships are there with Krishna? Types. All right, five. The first one is called Shantaras. How does Balaram serve Krishna in Shantaras? Prabhupada says he expands as the whole spiritual world. So Vrindavan itself is Balaram. Balaram expands to serve Krishna as Vrindavan. Prabhupada says as his flute, as his shoes, as Krishna's bed, as his seat, everything. It's actually Balaram's Shakti. Balaram is the source of Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti means the Sat principle, eternality. Eternality, that energy comes from Balaram. Hladini, or bliss, Ananda, that comes from Srimati Radharani. And knowledge, which means chit, or samvit shakti, comes from Yogamaya, Krishna's own personal potency. It's Krishna's own shakti, Yogamaya. In Krishna's pastimes, Yogamaya, because she's the chit shakti, the consciousness or knowledge personified, Krishna even allows himself to be covered by yoga, so that when the pastimes are taking place, Krishna doesn't realize that we've done this before. I was reading the other day, when Krishna kills a demon, then he feels like, oh, I'm killing Aristasura for the first time. Otherwise, where would be the pleasure? If Krishna thinks, okay, here comes Aristasura again. How many times have I done this, Balaram? 6,432,000 times. Okay. Come on, Aristasura, come again. All right, how do you want to be killed this time? All right, there's no pleasure. All right, so Yogamaya covers Krishna himself so that Krishna can fully enjoy his pastimes. That's how powerful Yogamaya is. So Balaram is source of Sandini, Shakti, eternality. Then how does Balaram serve in Dasharas? Dasha means servitorship. It means any service which we do to someone, that is called dasharas. You bring someone a glass of water, you give them a garland, you put sandalwood pulp on them, you offer them prasad, you wash their feet, you cleanse their hands, you wash their clothes, right? Any personal service we do to the Vapu of a devotee or the guru, like that. That is service. So Balaram is the source of what he loves to serve Krishna. He's the most enthusiastic. You see, in the pastimes of Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda loves to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does personal service. Right? And then there is Sakyaras. How does he serve him in friendship? Right? He's his best friend. So wherever Krishna is with the cowherd boys, Balaram is there. Krishna and Balaram always having pastimes together, enjoying together. Then in Vatsalya Ras, how does he serve him? Because he's a big brother. So when you're a big brother, then you feel like I have to look after all the little brothers. That's Vatsalya. Vatsalya means I have to look after you, otherwise you'll get yourself in trouble. So I'm always watching over you. That is called Vatsalya. Balaram is always in the mood of Vatsalya towards Krishna. And then in Madhurya Ras, which is the highest of the rasas, how does Balaram serve Krishna? Ananga Manjari. Who is Ananga Manjari? Radharani's younger sister. Who is Radharani's brother? Sridharma. Sridharma is Radharani's brother. Right? One of Krishna's Dwadasha Gopals, intimate friends, is Radharani's older brother. And then the younger sister is Ananga Manjari. So Radharani is Krishna's Haladini Shakti, Krishna's bliss potency. That is Srimati Radharani. And Ananga Manjari is Balaram's bliss Shakti. So Balaram cannot enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna because that is Rasabhas. It's not appropriate for the brother to be there when the brother is enjoying with the wife or the girlfriend. So therefore, his Shakti becomes Ananga Manjari and intimately serves Radha and Krishna in the most intimate. And in the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, Ananga Manjari becomes Janavamata, who is the wife of Lord Nityananda. And if you go to Radha Kund, has anyone been to Radha Kund? So at Radha Kund there is Janava Baitak, right next to Radha Kund. There is that sitting place of Janavamata. So that is the place where in the spiritual world, from that place in the middle of Radha Kund in the spiritual world, there is an island. And there's a crystal bridge which goes from that place, that Baitak, out to the island. And that island is the Kunja of Ananga Manjari, who is Srimati Radharani's younger sister. And Radha and Krishna, when they're at Radha Kund, sometimes they walk out onto the bridge. They walk out into the middle, onto the island. And Ananga Manjari does service to them at that place in her Kunj. Hands up if you'd like to go there. You have to become very serious. You have to pray to Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda. And then maybe he'll give us some mercy and then we can maybe one day go walk across that bridge. Not easy to get onto that bridge. But if you get onto that bridge, send me a text. Let me know how you did it. Because I will be there pretty soon. Find out, how did you get onto that bridge? That's the goal of our life, to get onto that bridge. So, when Lord Balaram comes, when Krishna comes, you see in the 10th canto, right? If you read through the 10th canto, there are different demons which Krishna kills. How many demons does Krishna kill? Most of them. If you go through, right? Prabhupada says, usually Krishna would kill 3 or 4 demons before lunch. What time is lunch today? 1 o'clock, okay. So then, from now to lunchtime, it means, you know, you go out in Sankirtan book distribution, you have to, you know, beat up 3 or 4 demons. Yeah, back in the old days, sometimes we had to beat the demons. They would attack the Harinam party. I won't tell the pastimes now, but I've seen it with my own eyes. A few times people attacked the Harinam party, and they thought, you know, we're pacifists. They didn't realize what would happen. A couple of times, I saw people attack Harinam party. It wasn't. Anyway, I'll tell that pastime a different time. So Krishna, he would kill 3 or 4 demons before lunch every day. So if you read in the Bhagavatam, then all of the demons are killed by Krishna, but two of the demons in Vrindavan are killed by Balaram. What are their names? Very good. Pralambasura and Dunukasura. Right. Because each of the demons represents a particular anatta. What does anatta mean? Unwanted thing in the heart. So the two that Balaram kill, right? If you have anattas in your heart, you pray to Krishna, he will help you to remove them. Right? But there are two anattas that Balaram kills, it means you have to get rid of them yourself. Under the mercy or under the guidance of Guru. Balaram is the original Guru, he's the Adi Guru. Right? So what does Dunuka Sura represent? Who is Dunuka? The ass demon. He's a donkey. Yeah? Has anyone seen Little Krishna? Has anyone seen Little Krishna 36 times? 36. Yeah. 36? Yeah. Good. Okay. So Dunukasura represents ignorance of knowledge of the soul through gross materialistic intelligence and just like jackass-like foolishness. So gross ignorance of the soul, forgetfulness of who we actually are. Who are we? We're the soul. We are Krishna's servant. And if you are forgetting that and not acting on that platform, you have the anatta of Dunukasura. And you have to get rid of that yourself. If you want to act like an ass, even Krishna's not going to stop you. Krishna, go. Go and do it. You want to act like an ass? You want to be grossly ignorant and identify with the material body? Have fun. Right? And ready to come back and serve me? Then I'm waiting. So each one of us has to overcome this ourselves. What does Pralambasura represent? Attachment to sex life. Because what is the one thing that binds all of us in this material world? Attachment to the opposite sex. As Srimad Bhagavatam says, Pumsa, Striya, Maituni Bhava, Metam. Which means the attraction, Maituni Bhav, the energy which is there between the opposite sexes, that's what keeps us in the material world. It is the Maya Shakti. You have to overcome that. Balaram will help you. You can pray to him today. Balaram, help me overcome gross ignorance, attachment to the material body, attachment to the opposite sex. He will help you. But you have to do that yourself. So the devotees look very sad. Everyone looks depressed. But actually it's possible. Because this spiritual energy is stronger than the material energy. But it's a test for all of us. Right? And if we become serious in our Krishna consciousness, you can overcome attachment to the opposite sex. You can overcome attachment to gross ignorance. But you have to be very determined. You have to be like a sannyasi. Maybe not externally you're sannyasi, but in consciousness you have to be mind, body, words in the service of Krishna. That is it. So today is a very powerful day. We pray to Lord Balaram. Give us protection, give us mercy, give us inspiration, give us strength. Actually, Prabhupada said one time, devotee said to Prabhupada, what should we pray for when we come to Krishna? Prabhupada said, pray for spiritual strength, which completely ties in with the theme of today, pray for spiritual strength. Lord Shri Baladeva ki, Shri Baladeva Panimaha Mahatsava ki, Transcendental Jula Nyatra ki. Any questions or comments? What we discussed? Any other questions? Yes, sir. It means simultaneously they are existing, but without knowledge of the others. The Acharyas explain it in different ways. One way they explain it, it's like different chambers. So Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva and his associates are in one chamber, in another chamber than Radha and Krishna and the Sakis and all the bridge Basis are there. So they're existing both in Goloka, right, in that area, but they're not aware of each other's, you know, it's not like when Radha and Krishna are together and then Lord Chaitanya comes through the middle dancing and chanting. And Krishna's like... It's not like that. So they're both there simultaneously, but there's different ways of explaining it. At least. I'm actually studying that at the moment. I need to study it a little bit deeper to give you the perfect answer, or the best answer. So I can give you that at the moment, but in a week's time, when I study it fully, and then I have it a better explanation, I'll let you know. But that's one way of explaining it. Navadvipa and Goloka and Vrindavan are simultaneously present in Goloka, but they're not aware of each other's existence. That's the basic premise. Any other question, Mataji?
Can you explain the pastime in the picture behind you?
The pastime in the picture? Yeah, that's in the 10th canto, in the Krishna book. So, Balaram, in the spiritual world, we'll start in the material world. In the material world, we have four regulative principles. What are the four regulative principles? No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Right? So, no intoxication. In the spiritual world, there is intoxication, but it is spiritual intoxication. So, it means they drink a drink which is called Varuni juice. And the whole spiritual world is drinking it. But to get there, you have to give up attachment to intoxication in this world. And when you give up all your attachments in this world, Krishna will let you go there and then you can drink it. But it has a different effect on the consciousness. When you drink intoxication in this world, you go into tamagun, which means ignorance. And people become ignorant and they do improper things, make fools of themselves. In the spiritual world, when you take intoxication, you go into shuddha sattva, which means pure goodness, and you become more blissful in Krishna's service. So everyone up there is drinking a lot of Varuni juice. But to get there and to be in that consciousness where you can do that and still serve Krishna with pure love, you have to be extremely exalted in consciousness. So Lord Balaram, he drinks the most. He's the most intoxicated out of everyone. Right? There's even some pastimes where he comes and he comes into the house and Mother Yashoda is there and he says, "Where is the wine?" Like that. Because he's intoxicated. He's always intoxicated. Like that. By wine he means Varuni juice. He doesn't mean alcohol. Not like that. He says, "Where is the wine?" He says this quite a lot. And you read the pastimes quite a lot. He says, "Where is the wine? Where is the Varuni?" So he likes to drink it. He drinks a lot. So in this pastime, he'd been drinking too much. Varuni. Right? So he became intoxicated. So he's with his gopis, not with Krishna's gopis, not Radharani. His gopis, Varuni, Revati, different gopis. So he's with his gopis. That's what you can see. And then he wants to perform Jalkeli. Jalkeli means he wants to bathe in Jamuna. So he's a little bit intoxicated. So he says, "Hey, Jamuna, come here. Come here. Come." And she says, "I'm not going. I'm not going over near you. You're intoxicated. I'm not going near you." He becomes a bit angry. He says, "Hey, I say come now." So he gets the plow and pushes in the ground and goes and pulls her, the whole river, towards him. And then she comes out scared because now he's a little bit angry. He said, "You know, forgive me, I should have came." He said, "Yeah, okay, no problem." And then he takes bath with his gopis. They go into the... So this pastime is there. That's in the 10th canto, Bhagavatam. Okay. Any other question? Yes, sir.
The Lord is not born, then how is Mother Yashoda his mother?
How does he have a mother if he's not born?
Yeah.
Because in the spiritual world, Krishna, there was no Jamma Lila. There's no birth pastime. But in the material world, everyone is born. Everyone has Janma. So therefore, when Krishna comes to the material world, he also has to have Janma Lila. So he has to have like appearance like that. And if you are born, that means you need to have mother and father. Right? And we have mother and father because from mother and father we get Vatsalya Ras. Vatsalya Ras means special type of love, which is called Vatsalya, or protection, which is there. So Krishna, he has Mother Yashoda who gives him Vatsalya Ras, but he is never born because he is eternal. Does that make sense? Or does that answer your question? Are you satisfied? Okay. Anything else you want to know? It's okay? Okay, good. It's a very good question. Just make sure that you understand it properly. So, is that okay? Yeah, good. Very good. Very good boy. Such good boys. I sit here the whole time. They don't get distracted. Such good boys. I see you playing outside. You're a little bit naughty, but but you're very good in the temple. It's very good. This is how the kids should be in the temple. They should be shanti. You see, like this. They're very. This is how they should be. Not running around causing disturbance. That's not good. Is temple. Outside, okay, do what you want, but that's okay. I see you outside sometimes, you boys. But they're such good boys, saints. And Prabhupada said, the children are from Vaikuntha. You have to look after them special. It's like, Prabhupada said actually they're deities for the parents. And deities. You block your ears when I'm saying this. Okay. But they're deities for the parents. Such high quality. Okay, take your fingers out. That's okay. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Any comment, question? Okay. Lord Shri Baladeva Ki. So next part of the program is 12:30. Then we have Aarti. And then at 1 o'clock, there will be Mahaprasad from Lord Balaram himself. Hare Krishna. Please come again.